Radio 1 Extra, you have tuned in to the Diary Room podcast. Now, listen up, folks, because we're going to be hearing a great... You're saying going to be... Wait, listen. Listen up, folks, we've got a great lineup. Now, playing Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. Good morning and welcome to BBC Radio Extra.
Radio Extra.
You've tuned in to the Saturday morning broadcast. We've got amazing artists lined up. We've got Ed Sheeran.
Are you not embarrassed?
We've got Summer Walker. And the one and only One Direction.
Are you not embarrassed?
Thank you and stay tuned for more. In the radio station, without Liam Payne though, here we go. Zayn, you in the building? No?
Yeah, what's happening?
All right, lads, thank you for tuning in to The Breakfast Show. Have a nice morning and there's traffic on the A40.
Hey guys, welcome back to a new episode.
Well, what number is it again?
24.
Yes.
No, it's not. Why are you fake acting?
Trust me, it's 24.
No, but I'm a bit surprised that you've gone up to 24, guys.
Yeah, that's a bit crazy.
We're a quarter away from 100.
What are we doing today? Oh, guys, we put up a poll on Instagram where
we asked you guys.
How
your day is. Like, just
They don't care how our day is.
You know what I mean?
You don't care how we are, guys.
Okay, but I care. So how was your day?
You know what it is? My life is boring, so I have nothing to update you guys on. That's why I never feel the need to update you. But do you want to update them?
Nah.
So then what?
On to the video.
So there is nothing
to say.
Go
on, Aisha.
Okay, yeah, we put a poll up where we asked you guys for your hot takes. Compulsory?
Controversial
opinions. And you guys gave your 2 cents. So we're just going to read some of them out and we're going to say whether we agree or disagree. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Flash round. Go.
Flash round.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, first thing, let's go.
All right, guys. You lot came through with the controversial opinions. I'll give it to you. You insta lots. You're winning me over day by day. But anyways.
All right, you know what? Let me just go with the deep ones first, yeah? Mm. It's not even that deep. But money doesn't buy happiness.
Yes, it does. I don't think that's...
We have a whole episode on this.
Do we?
You guys can go watch it.
Yeah, it's literally the title.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be doing this. You should be doing this.
No, I'm not shouting at you. I'm saying that person. Why I'm not shouting at them either? What? Who am I shouting at?
No one. You're not raising your voice. This one. Okay, I have one. Feminism ain't it. Men and women are different. Okay, this person doesn't have grammatical sense.
Sorry.
But don't need to be like men to be appreciated.
Feminism ain't it.
Mm, men and women are different.
I agree.
To an extent. But the way you worded that is a bit...
Yeah. I can't lie.
Don't need to be like men to be appreciated, but who said they were trying to be like men to be appreciated?
Yeah.
Not sure what you get about that, but
anyway. Just because they're different doesn't mean that we're trying to be like them.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one because night showers are better than morning showers. What?
I agree.
We have a different opinion,
right?
What are
you again?
I'm night.
I'm night.
I'm morning.
No, but
how can you?
I was morning, but then I
switched.
You got converted. You know, I got converted. I can't lie.
Pardon me, man. You're on the right side.
You know why?
You need to wake up fresh,
bro. Think about
the whole day.
Yeah.
You're sweating and shit, and then you're literally going
into your bed dirty.
I don't sweat. Like, we're in London, G.
It was 40 degrees the other day.
True, but we weren't out.
No, even if you're not sweating, let's say you're out, you're working, you've just had a long day, you're just going to go back into your bed.
Yeah.
Like, how can you...
Like, you've sat on public transport, you've, like, got all germs on you.
You lot are night showers, so you're still going back into your bed.
No, you're going into your bed clean.
No, but you're a night shower, so you don't go into your shower until the night.
Are you alright?
What are you talking about? So say you come home at 6 p.m,
you're
not going to shower till 12, so it's the same thing.
But I'm not going into my bed, though.
So what are you doing?
I'm chilling in the living room, chilling in my house.
I've never seen you in the living room.
I have a desk, you know. I have a seat in my room.
Mm.
I just don't sleep in the dirt that was in the whole day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't like... It just makes me uncomfortable.
Even outside clothes, I don't like them on my bed. Because, like, I've been sat on a bus, sat on the train, and I'm sitting...
What, you take a bus and train? That's crazy.
So do you. And so does your mum. So what now?
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does. Anyway,
morning, I kind of get though. Morning is like to wake you up. I hear that.
I get it.
I mean, you screenshot like the weirdest.
I told you that I was in the beginning. There's so many guys.
I like weird
this is a good one.
More.
I like this one. just because you're born Muslim doesn't mean you are Muslim. In a sense, you can't say that they're not Muslim, but
this is such a good
every
question.
Muslim needs to find Islam. Does
yeah,
that make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
Whether you're born it or not born it, definitely you need to find Islam. It within yourself, not being taught.
I don't think you can. Obviously, jeez, you can say that you're Muslim. What?
Sorry, the person that asked that was called Realist Sarah.
Realist?
Thanks, man.
Obviously, you can call yourself Muslim. Like, no one's telling you to not call yourself a Muslim at all. However, I feel like to actually understand the meaning of Islam properly, find
you
yourself.
You have to find Islam, like. This is why I can't lie. Reverts have so, I feel like high so much higher iman than
just
people
beatbox.
That are born into.
You're beatboxing.
It's because she's distracted by this.
Yeah, I can't lie. I'm carry trying on. To do something at the same time. Stop. Anyways, yeah, people that are born Muslim don't have the same level as. I'm actually beatboxing.
Same level of.
I'm eating the word.
She goes, hey.
You don't get what I was trying to say. Like, reverts, they're just on another level to us.
On to the next one, darling.
But yeah, man.
Just a random one. I'm just going to stop. People deserve your forgiveness, not your trust back.
Yeah, 100%.
Giving is better than receiving.
You're breezing past these too fast.
Huh?
Let me think of that one.
Fire on.
Say that one again.
Giving is better than receiving.
Say that one 3 times.
Oh, you're bad mind.
Don't be like Mina, bro.
Get your mind out of flipping gear.
I'm just telling it how it is.
Oh, yeah? US Somalis are better than UK Somalis?
Absolutely
no
not.
No chance, man.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Orange juice is better than apple juice?
Yes.
People who vote by parties are not by policies shouldn't be allowed to. Why are you writing?
I
paragraph?
Don't want politics. No.
How can someone never? If I even say
you're
that, one, I will get in trouble.
Some.
I will get in trouble if I read half right. of these out.
Oh, you lot are bad. You lot are controversial.
Unpopular opinions are popular. That's a good one.
Oh, this one's for Aisha.
Are you even
sorry? Blessed? It's because this thing. Was
this one's for Aisha.
Stop.
No, it's fine. So this one's for Aisha. Yes, this one's for Aisha. I didn't get the hype around Beyonce. She walks around like she's some supreme leader.
Why did you say it was bad?
Zoom into yourself.
Don't cuss Aisha and Beyonce in the same sentence.
Yeah.
Don't cuss Beyonce in the same room as Aisha. That's what I meant.
Now you're beatboxing. Anyways, guys.
Do it is the best
Beyonce
member.
Beyonce slender, man.
That's not unpopular.
Do it
guys.
Is
that's
what?
Literally that's popular.
The best member. Okay, telling an overweight person that it's fine being overweight isn't body positivity.
You know who should speak on this topic.
Don't say his name.
Someone said,
telling an overweight person that it's fine being overweight
you know what?
Is not body positivity.
I'll be very honest, not in like a rude body shaming way, but I think I do kind of get what they're saying in terms of, don't promote like obesity because
don't
it's not healthy.
Unhealthy,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
unhealthy
you can appreciate
eating.
Like it's still a body type
yeah.
and it still should be appreciated because it's still beautiful.
Yeah.
But don't promote it in a way that is like
they exist at the end of the day.
Yeah.
People are that way and they should accept their body and
feel
should
like
be comfortable
people are
in their
take
body.
What we're saying out.
No, do you know what it
there's
is?
Nothing to say
do you know what
content.
It is? I feel like in terms of do you know what it is? I feel like it's just all in terms of being healthy and being not healthy.
Whether
a
you're
overweight person
or
can still be very healthy and you can't really say, oh, like,
by the way,
oh, don't
yeah,
body positive.
Being skinny isn't being healthy. It, like, a 70 kg person, no, you know what I mean? Like healthy isn't in the number of the
yeah,
how much you weigh, you know?
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you very much.
It's not about the number that
why
you
why
weigh.
Put the
it's actually about
like, say
healthy isn't on the scales.
Yeah, man.
Just promote healthy eating habits. Forget
yeah.
about the weight.
Yeah. But you can also eat a burger if you want to. Do you know what I mean? Don't
yeah,
let anyone tell
you
can't eat a burger or have a donut.
That's funny. They're random.
What?
Someone goes, white people simply cannot face racism. Mint chocolate is a good ice cream.
What? Oh, he's doing tea.
Oh, he's doing tea.
I must say though,
mint chocolate ice cream is disgusting.
So
sorry.
So disgusting.
Oh,
so
love,
disgusting.
It's giving toothpaste
yeah.
and chocolate.
Yeah, and I love
also,
toothpaste and chewing gum and all that stuff. So
but with
ice
chocolate.
Cream.
Chocolate.
Yeah, I
also, I don't
like
bits in my ice cream. Like,
Aaron.
Yeah.
You're
just. No, that's nice though.
What about Ben
but
Aaron?
I don't like bits in my. No, I like that, but I like chocolate bits in my ice cream. Also, reverse racism isn't real.
No, you're laughing.
How can I say you like Aero? She goes, yeah.
Did I do that?
I was going to say, please zoom in on her, but I'm thinking
you
editing.
Yeah, you better get to work.
Anyway, reverse racism doesn't exist, guys.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't. Sorry.
Check that out before
someone
you
goes, no, we're not going to do this again, yeah, but someone goes, as a man, you can't have hay fever.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
As
sorry.
A man. Full stop.
I'm so sorry. I have a story time, guys. I have hay fever, I'm going to be honest. I do have hay fever, yes? However, I'm a female. I have a friend at work who has hay fever. He is a male. I cast him every day and he always tells me, you've got the same thing as me. What are you doing? You're a man. Sorry.
You know what it is? You can have hay fever as a man, but you look like a beta male. Sorry.
Yeah,
man.
You're a beta
you
male.
You just do not look. You look like a
Sorry.
Bleep that out. I'm saying bleep that out like I'm
You're doing it. No, but guys, why am I seeing him in the break room sniffing onto his inhaler? And like having tablets.
Crying.
Itching your eyes.
As a man, your eyes.
Why are you using medicine? Like.
What?
Oh my, I'm joking.
That was a different thing.
Nah, I'm joking. Oh, but no offense, like, go to the garden.
Man said, as a man, why are you going to hospital? Why are you.
No, but it's true though. Why are you actually going to hospital?
Why are you seeking help?
Why are you going to just figure it out?
No, as a man, why are you seeking help?
Mental health is real, guys, around men, yeah. Mental health.
Wallahi, for comedy purposes only.
Only.
Allah is my witness. Yeah? So you better include that in the edits.
I'm screaming.
But no offense, I do want to speak about men for a second. Because you lot have been pissing me off recently.
Yeah, actually jarring.
Oh, you get on my last nerve. I can't lie. Like, no offense.
I can't even say it's all men. It's Somali men. Let me be real.
Is it?
I can't even say it's all men. However, you are also in the bracket of a carry on. No, they're also
I
in the
think
bracket.
All men. I saw a bit of a variety. I saw a bit of a variety in the comments. Yeah, and I'll be honest. Can I just say one thing? I'm convinced some of you want to be women. I'll be honest. I think the way you're obsessed.
No, it's not even that they want to be women. It's unhealthy. They see women better than them and they're like, you need to come back down.
Yeah. They see you doing well for yourself.
Oh, they're like, jealous of
you. Wait, they don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, let's say what we're talking about, guys. Sorry,
guys.
So, on TikTok, we posted a snippet of our last episode, so episode 23.
Yeah.
We just posted a little snippet, you know, shout out to Muna, she made that. Oh, no, sorry, shout out to Aisha. Even for the
beat. No, do you know what it is? Because I made the last one, the first one
we're talking about. Anyways, yeah, then we were just having, like, you know what I mean? You know, we're just out here for a good time, not a long time. Just posted
just a
video.
Just trying to promote
my video, do you know what I mean? Push it, boost it, whatever. Yeah. And then you've got men.
Sorry on.
You've got men in the like literally XY chromosome in the comments, sitting there in their dirty bed after the whole day of showering.
Dirty bed she's had me washed for a month, yeah. Pillowcase grey.
Literally, you got a dent in the middle of your bed and you're literally sitting there, you're like,
bonk beds.
I don't do that because I'm still a bonk.
You're a female.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. You're right.
Carry on.
Anyways, then. They're sitting there and they're commenting about what we're doing.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
What?
Quote unquote. Everyone thinks they can do podcasts, a lie.
Yeah, you know what I hate? Oh, why?
No, but honestly, even if everybody did want to do it, just so what? Are you mad? Like, do you want to be here? Do you want to? You're mad, a lie.
How
you
much
want
to be in my seat?
You want to take my place? That's what it is, isn't it? You want to be here? You want to be me so badly? Here's the mic.
South London came out.
It's alright, G. Oh my god.
You can rent it. This is not my space. It's free.
Oh, I'm scared. It's not free.
It's
actually struggling with the mic. Anyways, no, but for real though, guys, you know
anyone
what?
Nah, Aisha.
Can't even fix my mic.
But Aisha, the whole point is, Aisha.
But
they're mad. No, but Aisha, listen. The whole point is, they're mad because not anyone can do this. Yeah. Only you can do this. Oh. And they can't. Do you get it? They can't.
Okay, guys. No, but for all.
Again, they want to be me. They want to be a woman.
So on the topic of men, just leaving it there, I think we should stop cussing them because they're evil spirits. They literally just, I mean, attack us right now.
Stop cussing them because at the end of the day, I don't want to give you a lot of attention. Like, why are you in my system?
Very honest. If the world was split into two, let's say there was two worlds and the women were in one and the men were in one, the men
would struggle.
You lot,
would not be able to function.
No, you cannot function without us. Yeah. Let me be very honest. Men cannot females can easily function with us.
Carry on.
I'm done, man.
Okay.
I'm on my point.
She's silenced. I was talking to someone, and they pissed me off so much. They literally said to me, men are better suited as presidents and prime ministers. A woman can't be prime minister or president. Oh, and I said, yeah, lol, that a woman can't run the world. Only a man can.
That's interesting, but, because so when I think
how
about...
How do you think a man can rule the world without a female birthing the man?
Now, forget that, though. When you think about all the worst leaders in the world, the worst genocides, the worst things that have happened in the world, who did it? Who was in charge? A male.
Obama. You are the because.
Do you know what it is, though?
CCS, Morsi, no.
Do you know what it is, though? Sorry. Like, it's so dumb, yeah, because men feel like, oh, yeah, like, women are so clouded by emotions, they can't run a country.
No offense, but insert source, but scientifically...
Wikipedia!
Scientifically, women are better leaders. Women are smarter. Listen, I'm not the articular one, innit? Like, check the Wikipedia page and that and the scientific source that I put there.
You know what's crazy?
Women are just built to be better leaders, I swear.
100% they are. Sorry.
And I swear, because women are more empathetic, less deaths are going to happen.
100%.
Less killing, less genocide.
Oh, my God. No, I'm going to say is
New Zealand.
Good example.
That is a great leader. And if you know,
you know.
And if you don't, you're obviously
hashtag Christchurch. You know. Yeah. Anyway, on to the next one.
Women know how to take initiative. Mm. Yeah, and with that initiative, they know how to make a change. Mm. Men have initiative, but they're so misogynistic. Females are not articulate.
They're so up their own arse.
Yeah, that they're like, we're not gonna make a change because I still want to be a leader. And I want to show that I'm a leader.
I am so self-serving and so narcissistic, and I'm so obsessed with myself that I'm only going to do what's best for me, not my country.
On to the next one.
Yeah, on to the next. That's icky of us. I'll be honest.
We spoke about men too much.
That's not nice. Bit icky. However, I don't regret it.
I'm saying it before you say it. Yes, it's an ick. But guess what? As a man, you're sitting here watching it.
Yeah, facts.
All men leave the channel.
And why are they sitting here watching it?
Because you want to be me.
Want to be us.
You want to be a female.
See wanna me, you want to be me.
So see me, you want to be me.
So see me, and you want to be me. You want to be.
Yeah, go. So, parents aren't always right and can want bad for their child.
Parents aren't always right and can want bad for their
child. That's not unpopular. Yeah. That's popular, I'll be very
that's
honest.
That's just a fact.
Yeah.
Somebody had a really good hot take, and I saw it on TikTok, and basically a girl was like how some immigrant mothers have daughters and like they hate their daughters. Like way they treat their daughters compared to their sons is there's disgusting. Just a mad difference. And people are like, a lot of it is unresolved trauma, and like it's the way that they grew up, and like they're literally just projecting onto their daughters. Yeah. And it's so mad.
It
like, yeah, people have like kids to literally for their kids to literally just be their servants and be there to serve them, and that's it.
I think most mothers are good, by the way. Some mothers just they hate the fact that their kid can be free in this generation.
That's what it is. Yeah.
So they're like, no, I'm gonna keep you in the way I was kept.
In the shackles that I had growing up, you're gonna go.
I can't lie though.
In 2022, in London, in the middle.
Mothers, stay mad. Stay mad. I got freedom. Stay mad.
I got freedom. You don't.
You know
hold
what?
That.
I don't blame them, but a lot of mothers need to accept. You know what is actually bad about a lot of mothers, ethnic mothers that have come into the UK because we can relate in it.
Yeah.
You lot don't know how to adapt to the new living.
But I don't blame them though. I don't blame them because they've come from war-stricken countries. So
but
I don't blame
also,
them.
You need to remember your times and our times.
We live in different times.
Very different times, telling a 25-year-old to come home at 7 p.m. is not right. I'll be honest.
You're thinking about that kind of
thing. Yeah, that's just one example. But that's anyways.
Yeah, we're them.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that relates to that a bit. You know, when you ask like a woman, or you ask actually not even a woman, just men. When you ask men, like
don't speak about the XY chromosome on my platform.
No. Sorry, we're actually banned from speaking about men for the rest of this podcast.
It was a very relevant point.
I can't lie, this one is very related to what we just said. Someone said people need to go back to traditional ways. Nothing about abuse and shit, but you get me.
That was basically the point I was gonna make.
What?
Oh, go on.
But I was saying people that say that need to remember we're living in different times. Traditional ways was what was perfect for the era that our parents lived in.
True.
And where our parents lived. It does not coincide with the way we're living now. I'm sorry, but now we live in a time where women have education, women have aspirations, women have goals, have rights, and I'm not gonna pause that for you as a man. Facts. Sorry, like my mum brought me all the way from Somalia for
bands. To be given a choice to go back to if.
No.
Why am I always beatboxing on this platform? Not even
I know what you're gonna say.
We've all been beatboxing today.
Yeah, facts.
No, I'm not getting paid to release this music. Sorry. If you had the choice, would you go back? Would you live in them times or this time?
Oh. I would live here. I'm gonna be honest. I feel like I would struggle
in these times.
No, I would definitely struggle back in the day.
I know, but deep how life it was so simpler, simple.
But at the
it
same
was
time,
simpler. But I feel like. Do you know what it is though? I'm someone who always wants more, and I feel like back then I can't get
but
more.
Yeah, but you would only want more because you know about that.
I know about it, I've seen it. True.
Mm. Back then it was so easy to be content. And happy. I mean, now everyone that's content wants more.
I feel like my thoughts would be restricted. Like if I thought something outside the box, I'd be like, oh no.
Yeah, but that's good. Hush. You wouldn't overthink. No. I feel like it would solve overthinking, it would solve anxiety for a lot of people, it would solve depression.
I don't think it would, because if you don't agree with a certain, with something certain in back in those times...
Well, you wouldn't say it.
You wouldn't say it, and true. Then you'd
have to live with it.
And you have to live with it, do you know what I mean? Like, right now, I don't have to really live with anything. Like, we're so privileged that we don't have to actually live with anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't have to live with any thoughts that we have, basically.
I think the access and the opportunities that we have right now, I wouldn't give that up, I'll
I mean,
be honest.
At all, ever.
As much as sometimes though I think, oh, back home, like that sounds like a shout right now. Like,
do you know what it is? I think it's only when things here become complicated.
True.
That's when I think to myself,
you
do you know what?
You just want the simpler life because it's complicated right now.
However, that simpler life, I can't be who I am. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't be who I am.
You're always going to be wondering what if.
Exactly. Fuck that. Aisha? In the last, Aisha didn't blurt me.
I did.
And on to the next question.
These are some good topics. Like, some of these topics could have been the episode. Yeah. I'll be honest.
I think we should do a part two because there's so many.
Oh, we have five
I
want to
read that one, but one? We don't have time for it.
Do we have 5 minutes.
We don't have time for it.
There's a question that I want to read, but I can't find it. But I remember it. And Sadia basically wrote a question about how friends shouldn't have a best friend and someone that they chill with all the time because it's toxic.
Really? I saw that.
And I don't think that's unpopular. I think that's very healthy. I think people shouldn't depend on one person. People shouldn't rely on one person.
I think that's very
healthy.
Because
they can do dirty and then you put your whole heart and soul into one person and they just let you down and now you're depressed for the rest of your life. You know what I mean?
That's true, but at the same time... Sorry, Karen.
I feel like you shouldn't put a relationship... attributes into a friendship, because I feel like that's
when it becomes toxic.
Do you know what I mean? That's when it comes up with, like, don't treat your friendship as if that's your man or that's a girl.
You're with them 24/7. Like, I feel like it's very healthy to have breaks. Like,
you have to remember you have separate lives.
But then again, the people that are doing that are high maintenance, so they're working for each other. So we can't really say that because we're low maintenance. Do you get it? So I think it just depends on the person that you are. But just someone could be high maintenance and it works for them perfectly and they've never
both
had a
for them and some people as well, they have their person and that's their person.
That's what I'm saying.
Some people, their best friend is their soulmate. Like, that's
actually... But isn't that a risk though?
I don't know. I wouldn't want just one person that I always talk. Like, do you get it? I would want to, like, oh, you know what, with this information, I want to tell that kind of person because they're better suited to giving me advice. Yeah. Oh, with this, not just everything I'm telling one person.
But you know, really, really good friendships are very rare. And when someone finds that one person, they're going to stick to that person. Like,
I don't think you should stick to the point where, like,
you can't live without them.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Like,
okay,
you can't live. Healthy stick, but not. PVA stick, but not like super glue.
That's a good analogy, man.
Thank you, man. I did good in English on that.
Okay, but it still be good.
All right. Read that one, please.
Guys, the way we've been rapping today, we need to drop mixtapes.
Read this one, yeah. She goes, oh, man.
Actually, no, don't read it. I don't give attention to them. I don't need them.
Please go on.
Nah, man.
This one.
No attention to you, man. Somebody said pretty privilege. That's a thing.
That's a standard.
I don't think that's unpopular opinion. Pretty
yeah, that's very popular.
It's very much out there. And if you're pretty, well done. Use it.
Oh, yeah, facts. Drinking milk is nasty. 100%.
I don't know why teachers back in the day used to make us back it. In
cartons of it.
No, the thing is that it was nice back in the day, though. Like, I packed that.
Milk used to hit different, you know?
Different.
But I think it's because we used to be in a carton.
And it was ice cold.
And now we're just backing it from a glass.
No, guys, the thought of cow's milk actually makes me shiver.
Does anyone put ice in their milk?
Do you put ice in your milk?
No, but you put it in iced coffee, so it's technically the same thing.
You know, I can't lie. The other day I saw a Yazoo advert and it was like chocolate milk and they put ice in it and I've never seen that before and I was very confused. But then I was like...
But then because
it's advert, makes sense because the ice flipping,
it's not ice in the actual advert. It's probably ice aloe vera, ice lean.
No, but he was drinking from it.
Yeah, what am I talking... Why am I... Shut up, man. Sometimes I'm actually just shut up.
These are like bare popular opinions.
Do you like quick ones?
Like for example, like, quick ones. Right.
Yeah.
Period products should be free.
Yes. 100%. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Like, I'm
English
not
is better than maths. No, it's not.
Maths is top tier. Top tier. Yeah. Even though I don't say it says degree, top tier maths is up there.
Someone had the cheek. Central C over Dave.
He's okay. Penga, though.
He is Penga. Oh, this is a good one. Jordans are overrated.
Yes, they are.
I'm wearing them right now, but yes, they are. Sorry.
Yeah, they are. They're very
and
rinsed.
Now Dunks as well, sorry.
Yeah, they are. They are.
So rinsed.
Very.
Just looking for a new shoe. Oh, actually, you know which shoe I'm on to next.
Come on. I know my same thing.
Yeah,
there's one shoe, actually, I think you know. I'm not talking about this now. Social media has been the worst thing to come to us. Yeah.
One of the worst things, yes. I'll be honest.
It's but you know what's mad, though? It changes lives, but also... Oh, kills
it's bittersweet, man. It's the downfall, but also the upfall of our generation.
It changes lives, but it also kills people's lives.
Yeah.
Deep it. Anyway.
Literally takes lives.
Dropping out of school and getting into crypto. Do it, man.
I can't lie. A grind is a grind. And if you're doing well in your grind, and even if you're just starting off, continue that grind. If you believe in it, shut up.
All you Forex traders,
I believe in you.
Forex traders,
stop
messaging me. I'm going to block you, You Forex connoisseurs.
Listen, I believe
I'm
in
sick.
You. Continue doing what you're going to do, because what? One day you're going to be richer than this girl sitting here, she was adding you.
We'll have to see about that. I can't lie.
I'm so sick and tired, of them telling me that I'm wasting my time.
You are.
What do you mean I'm wasting my time?
Me. Work for yourself.
I'm acting like I'm a side hustler on Forex trading. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. Maybe
definitely I am. My DMs
are. Why else do you think they got your number? That's a question for another day.
Someone said men don't deserve rights.
Yes.
Beep. Ooh, I know. If you genuinely care, you won't leave.
In what context?
I don't know. Aisha.
No, I don't agree.
Someone said Game of Thrones is not good. Sorry, astaghfirullah my eyes.
I can't lie, guys, that show has a lot of fit now, I'll be honest, innit?
I've been told. Every single person I ain't gonna sit here and lie.
It's a great show.
So why did you watch the whole thing three times?
Huh?
Three times as well,
relax, not three times.
Joking.
But
I'm gonna leave it on this note, guys.
Can't recommend that to you if it's got bare fit now, innit?
I'm gonna leave it on this note, yeah, and I know it was a pick me that said this. It's 13. I know it was a pick me that said this as well, yeah?
Go on. You're picked, man. I love you.
Can talk to a friend's ex. On that note.
It's
been your boy Mina. I mean, Dua.
You lot are weird, man. If you it's, like it's been your talk boy to Dua. People,
you know, there's so many men out there.
Scatty, man.
Like, there's so many, and I promise you, one is for you.
There's 7 billion people
you
on this earth.
You don't need to go for your friend's ex. Like, it doesn't
you
make
don't.
Sense. Also, context does play a part in this.
No, it doesn't at all.
Hear this, though. Hear this, though.
For a week.
What if, like, the person you were speaking to...
All right, Cassie.
What? No. The person you were speaking to, their friend... As in the boy you're speaking to, would you go to his friend?
I feel like that's still a write-off.
That's scatty.
That's not a write-off.
That's
sorry.
Scatty.
You work for me. Let's go on with what's your friend.
I know she's talking about.
Who am I talking about?
Oh, Matt, let's meet your boy Dua.
Wait, we're speaking to you. We gotta go.
Leave a purple heart.
Leave a purple heart. Wave a smile. Wave a smile, kids. We gotta go. Okay, we do need to make
some
good. It's been your boy Aisha. Oh wait, guys, if you want a part 2, put it in the comments down below. Thank you very much. It's been your boy Aisha.
Love you so much.
Who has it been?
Oh, it's been your boy Muna as well.
Bye.
I love you guys, and I love the Spotify listeners and
guys,
the Apple Podcast.
I haven't seen a purple heart in so
I
long. I want to
so
see a purple
much.
Heart.
And please
Spotify, Banner. Apple, Google. I
Radio
love
One Extra live from Wembley.
It's gonna go.
We are listening to Ed Sheeran. Oh. Now he's got a concert.
Yes, all right. Ed Sheeran in the house. Hello, Ed Sheeran. How's your day been?
Now playing
Summer Walker with her new hit track. Come Through, featuring Usher.
Oh,
hello, Usher.
It's the put it down on you.
Well, anyways, guys, Eid Mubarak, Merry Christmas, and I love you!
Happy Diwali, everyone. Catch you in the next episode. Goodbye.
There's traffic on the A40.